Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
150 years ago, Chapel Hill was occupied by the enemy, by Union troops. And for a long time after the war, there was talk about how one young Chapel Hill woman too quickly made friends with the enemy general in charge of the occupying forces. And she was Ella Swain, daughter of the former governor of North Carolina and University of North Carolina president, David Swain. Ella met Union General Smith Atkins when he made an official visit to the president's home to call on the president. Ella, like others in the town, had a low opinion of Yankee soldiers who had been their enemies for 4 long years. Ella did not even want to speak to General Atkins when he visited the Swain home. But when her father asked her to bring him and Atkins a favorite book, she obliged. And when her eyes met his, there was an instant attraction, and the two fell in love. A few months later, they were married. Over the protest of students who rang campus bells for hours to disrupt the wedding ceremony, and in the face of many townspeople who ignored the invitations to attend. And all of this is chronicled by Chapel Hill chronicler Cornelia Phillips Spencer. And according to Mark Bradley, author of Bluecoats and Tar Heels, Smith wrote that there were a number of gallant ex-Confederate soldiers in attendance at the wedding, but very, very few people went. Though there were general invitations issued and a grand supper was prepared. Spencer reported that the townspeople expressed a great deal of bitter feeling about the Yankee wedding. Rumor had it that invitations were spit upon in one or two of the houses. 1 week after the wedding, the couple left for Freeport, Illinois, Atkins' hometown, where they would live. And the gossips then had a field day. It was told from mouth to mouth and believed all over North Carolina. Spencer later wrote that Ellie Swain went to Illinois, loaded with finery and jewelry, stolen from women of states further south and given to her by her husband. Spencer believed that the Atkins-Swain wedding was the, quote, principal agent in alienating public affection and confidence from the university and its president. Well, these reports were an unfounded rumor, according to Susie Borelli, author of a wonderful book, Undaunted Heart, The True Story of a Southern Belle and a Yankee General. And, Borelli tells the story of how the couple set up housekeeping in Atkins' hometown and built a happy marriage despite the loss of some children and other disappointments. Perhaps General Atkins and Ella Swain Atkins did rush their peacemaking at the end of the Civil War. But I think they taught us a good lesson. Better to make peace too early than to wait too long. This is D.G. Martin.